Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 310. Yesterday we finished our discussion on the significant biological special program of the coronary arteries, and today we move on to the study of the coronary veins and their SBS. Just like the coronary arteries, the coronary veins also run along the outer surface of the heart. But the coronary veins receive oxygen-depleted blood from the heart muscle and empty it into the right atrium. From there, the blood passes to the right ventricle, then to the lung artery and lungs. Inside the lungs, the blood again picks up fresh oxygen. Unlike the other blood vessels, the inner lining of the coronary veins, called intima, consists of highly sensitive squamous epithelium that originated from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. These coronary veins have walls composed of smooth muscles and striated muscles. As in the case of coronary arteries, the coronary veins are also descendants of the pharyngeal arches, which consist of pharyngeal arch arteries that give rise to several major arteries. As told already, the intima of the coronary veins is controlled from the left insula part of the temporal lobe and is positioned across from the brain relay of the coronary arteries. The trophic function is about the nutrition of the muscles. The trophic relays of both diaphragm and the myocardium, with AV node inside, are situated in the inner border of the insula. Even though explained already, remember that the insula is located deep in the cerebral cortex, exactly at the point where the four cerebral cortices, premotor sensory cortex, motor cortex, sensory cortex, and post-sensory cortex, meet together. It is the same area that controls the lining of the large blood vessels like coronary arteries, coronary veins, aorta, carotid arteries, and subclavian arteries. All these vessels deliver blood either to or from the heart. Another important point to remember is that the insula of left and right sides behave as regulators of the heart rhythm, meaning the tachycardial heart rhythm center is located in the left insula and the bradycardial center is located in the right insula. Both these heart rhythms, slow and fast respectively, together behaves a superordinate system with the diaphragmatic breathing. Now we will see the biological conflict linked to the coronary veins. Before that, what is important here to note specially is that the coronary veins and the cervix uteri share the same brain relay and therefore the same biological conflict. Therefore, in females, these biological special programs run simultaneously. I invite your special attention to the biological conflict linked to the coronary veins. It is a female sexual conflict or a male territorial loss conflict depending on the person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. We will be again referring to the sexual conflict and territorial conflicts while learning the schizophrenic constellations, postmortal constellation, Casanova constellation, and nympho constellation. We have explained in detail the sexual conflicts while learning the cervix mucosa and territorial loss conflict while learning the coronary arteries. I shall explain the sexual conflict briefly here again. We can say it is any distress concerning sexuality. It can be a painful sex, especially a first-time sex, sexual abuse, sexual harassment, unwanted sexual practices, sexual rejection, feeling sexually unwanted, a lack of sexual activity because of an unexpected separation or loss of a mate. Other situations of distress concerning sexuality include offensive pornography, finding out that one's partner or spouse is sleeping with someone else, or interruptions during sexual intercourse, etc. Only Dr. Hammer could give to the world such valuable knowledge as we get from German New Medicine. These are all informations the conventional medicine is wanting in order to help the affected individuals and the medical students who are the future medical people. It is through his evolutionary reasoning he discovered that not only the sexual conflict but also the territorial conflicts and the separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes associated with organs of ectodermal origin and therefore controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory cortices. As in the case of any other significant biological special program, here in the study of the SBS of the coronary veins also, its biological conflict is the most important point to remember. Therefore, I would remind you to pay special attention to the understanding of the biological conflict linked to the coronary veins. To tell the truth, it took more time for me to understand the sexual conflict in case of females and territorial conflict in case of males affecting the coronary veins. All depend on the knowledge that control center of the coronary vein intima is in the left insula, which is a part of the temporal lobe, and the fact that therefore its biological conflict depends on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. We will continue our discussion on the details of the SBS of the coronary veins tomorrow. Until then, please hang on. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.